USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The U.S. says it isn't encouraging or enabling military strikes outside Ukraine's borders. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller told reporters yesterday it's up to Ukraine to decide how to conduct its war with Russia. Kiev has repeatedly tried to strike targets in Moscow using drones. A suspected serial killer will appear in court this afternoon on Long Island.
Well, the judge is expected to hear from both the defense and prosecution side. Rex Huerman previously pleaded not guilty to charges connected to the murder of three women whose bodies were found in the area of Gilgo Beach more than a decade ago. Authorities argue they have DNA evidence against Huerman and recovered more evidence at his Massapequa Park home. Huerman's lawyer points to his client's lack of a criminal record when arguing that he was not involved. Scott Pringle, New York.
More high temperatures in store across the southern U.S. this week, with tens of millions of Americans remaining under heat alerts. The property manager of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate made his first appearance in a Miami courtroom yesterday. Carlos de Oliveira was indicted by a grand jury on Thursday on charges including conspiracy to obstruct justice and making false statements to the FBI. That special counsel's office alleges Trump requested employees delete security footage sought by the Justice Department as part of its investigation into Trump's handling of classified material. Asylum seekers continue to sleep on sidewalks outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel, with New York City struggling to find shelter for them. They were once again outside the Roosevelt Hotel overnight, which is the intake center for newly arriving migrants. New York Mayor Eric Adams admits the city is out of room with hundreds of migrants still arriving daily. This is USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Actor Angus Cloud, mostly known for his role in HBO's Euphoria, is dead at the age of 25 years old.
His family says he passed away Monday at their home in Oakland, California. However, they didn't give any details on his cause of death. Family also said that Cloud was struggling with the recent loss of his father, and the only comfort they have is knowing the two were reunited. Cloud was a rising star in Hollywood and starred as Fezco on Euphoria.
Listen, bruh, all I'm saying, you keep fucking with Rue and her friends, and I'm gonna kill you. Gonna be 575, Playboy.
He also appears in movies like North Hollywood and The Line. I'm Michael Kastner.
Colorado Springs officials celebrating the decision by the Biden administration to keep Space Command in Colorado Springs. Former Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers says that decision to keep Space Command in the city is a wise one.
There are other aspects of American security that would be seriously disrupted if there was any disruption of Space Command.
Clinical trials for long COVID treatments are starting soon. It's estimated as many as 23 million people in the U.S. have developed long COVID with symptoms that include fatigue, brain fog, dizziness, loss of taste or smell. They can last for weeks, months, or even longer. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
My ride smells just right, just right. Just right, just right.